olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/samoan.
O le whalapaputonga ma aitau wale lalolangi le World Meteorological Organization whaatasima le European Union Copernicus Climate Change Services wala tau whailua e ono tūla i maise matati a fau i se te mere o te mamao. Whalaulua le ofiso na aitau wale lalolangi o le masina le neo yulai wa ono whaamawina o le masina o pito vevela lea i tala whaasoro pito. Ma o vaa iai de whinau malosi o malo au whaatasi i taitai o atunu o le lalolangi i a whaia ni ngā ioinga e whaasanga i suinga wa iai o le tau. Saunoa le whaatonu o le Copernicus Climate Change Service, Carlo Buentembo, e whaamatala le mafuanga.
At the beginning of June, for the first time, we crossed the 1.5 degrees. At the end of June, we had a very significant heat waves in the Atlantic Ocean, in the northeastern part of the Atlantic Ocean. And this also contributed to the record-breaking temperature that we've seen at the beginning of July. Now, 3 weeks into the month, slightly more than that, we can say that not only the first week of July was the warmest on record, but the 3 weeks of July were the warmest on record. And the anomaly with respect to previous record temperature for July is so large that we can confidently say that at the end of July we will have seen the warmest July on record.
E ui o le a le wha mawina aloa ia e le ofiso le waa aitau le lalolangi ni matati alea mo le teminei ao se ilo ilonga na whaia le Universite o Leipzig i Siamani ua wha mawina ai o le masina le neio yulai le masina o pito vevela ma ua ngausi ai le matati o le vevela na iai taruai. Pai mai le whaalapaputonga o loo whaatari se i whaamautu i na umane whaamtaranga i le masina fau. O le whaailoa o ia whaamtaranga ua whaailoa ai ma le le fia fia o malo au whaatasi o na ua whaisi lewa o wala au pea mo le whaio ni ngā yoinga e whaatatau i le tūlanga o le tau. O le whailautusi o malo au whaatasi o Antonio Guterres wa mai aia e le o whaate ia ia i le neitala.
For vast parts of North America, Asia, Africa and Europe, it's a cruel summer. For the entire planet, it is a disaster. And for scientists, it is unequivocal. Humans are to blame. All this is entirely consistent with predictions and repeated warnings. The only surprise is the speed of the change. Climate change is here, it is terrifying, and it is just the beginning. The era of global warming has ended, the era of global boiling has arrived.
O atunu ule tu i mātua le lalolangi po le Northern Hemisphere, ua whea ngai ma se vevela winga ese, ma ua wha mawina pe a male tasi tesimale 5 tikerii Celsius, fai mai tusa ua o tesimale 2 tikerii, ua sidi ai ia ona vevela, fa atusa ni masina lava le nei tausanga tanwai. To tele tu lisi wa toi a ngai ese mai mai no whanga o sa sawa iafi, e pe ole motua roads i eleni, e mai se foi nisi fa e tu i mātua saina, ua wha mawina le matua i vevela. I le malo te leo Amerika o se whamanatu mo le tau vevela o lo o fautoi na itangata whai ngā ruenga a awhieri tu sa mare fast food percent o le whai tau au whai o tangata. Sa anuai Biden, o lona manatu, a ironga ma whai ze tangata ona toe te ena awhianga o iei nei o suinga o le tau.
I don't know anybody who honestly believes climate change is not a serious problem. Just take a look at the historic floods in Vermont and California earlier this year. Droughts and hurricanes that are growing more frequent and intense. Wildfires spreading a smoky haze for thousands of miles, worsening air quality. The record temperatures, and I mean record, are now affecting more than 100 million Americans.
Olo iei le pāneta i vāenga a mata o le tu ai ngā tau o le au nino, le e māsani o na māfua mai le bevela le sami ma vai i le tu isa sa air pasifika. O le au nino, e māsani lama o na au mai a tau bevela le lalolangi, ma lo fōfōfō e saentisi o teu sangana nei rua whirua tonu rua whirua whā, e umane ua whamawina o māsina o pito bevela lawa ia. O le ala so na awhianga ia Australia. Pai mai le pulo le vaa aitau Dr. Carl Braganza wa mawhai lava ona vaa ai atu tangata i suinga ia i le teiminei.
We've seen obviously an increase in the number of extreme heat days across the continent. We've seen an increase in the intensity of heat waves that we've seen particularly in spring and summer. It's that sort of early season heat wave activity that we've noticed in a more pronounced way in terms of things like early season fire weather. We've also seen a reduction in rainfall over southern parts of the country during the cooler months of the year, and that's led to some of the more hotter and drier droughts that we've ever experienced occurring this century.
O Dr. Simon Bradshaw, le whaatonu su isu e ngai whaatau le Climate Council of Australia, vai mai aia e titi lava nei atunu e maale ale tūranga o iei, i wingo le tau e peo Australia.
We are seeing the damage play out with, you know, the heartbreaking damage to our Great Barrier Reef and communities, especially in remote Australia, facing deadly heat waves. So there is a whole lot at stake for us. And we're also in a position to do a tremendous amount of good, because whereas in the past we've been a major fossil fuel producer, or still are a major fossil fuel producer, we are also sitting on some of the world's best renewable energy potential. And we can be driving fossil fuels out of our own energy system, and we can also be exporting clean energy and clean products to the rest of the world, and thereby playing a really positive role in the world's response to the climate crisis.
Well, Minister Malusianga Maletau, Chris Bowen, where you find always a people from Taranga Tustusia, or Lo Inoe Tangatau Stadia, Fiango Swing or the Tau, or Lo Yay the Tato Paneta.
We remember the devastation of the bushfires just a few years ago. Unless we take urgent action, we will see the temperatures and conditions of that year become the norm by the 2040s and become a good year by the 2060s. This underpins the importance in getting on with the transformation to a clean energy economy and reducing emissions. Our emissions reduction renewable energy targets are ambitious, but they are achievable. Our country has wasted a decade. We now don't have a second to waste.
Wawalau nei Antonio Guterres I taitai le lalolangi na ia ngai oi. Whamaya ia, o lo tele a manolo o angai mai e au na ave iai le whamomua.
Leaders must lead. No more hesitancy. No more excuses. No more waiting for the others to move first. There is simply no more time for that. We have several critical opportunities ahead. The Africa Climate Summit, the G20 Summit, the UN Climate Ambition Summit, COP28. But leaders, and particularly G20 countries responsible for 80% of global emissions, must step up for climate action and climate justice.
O le ripoti na tuwhatia Ciara Hain, mai le SBS News, ma wafaliwina, molo si la fia o le mataupu. Like, share, mafa'ali sa ufinangalo, muli-muli ili SBS Samoan ili Facebook.